Across Canada and around the world, university campuses are gearing up for the 5th annual Israeli Apartheid Week, scheduled for March 1st to 9th, 2009. Started in Toronto in 2005, Israeli Apartheid Week features lectures, film screenings, workshops, and cultural events on the current situation in Israel-Palestine, and to promote the international campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions, a growing movement structured on the similar international tactics that helped bring about an end to South African apartheid. The week now features events across the world, including in Mexico, the United States, Great Britain, South Africa, Venezuela, Spain, and many cities in occupied Palestine. Mustafa Hanawi, one of the founders of Israeli Apartheid Week, explains why this initiative first came about.
Apartheid Week came out 5 years ago through the Arab Student Collective as a way of pushing the envelope in terms of the analysis of Israeli apartheid by not just looking at the occupation, but by looking at the diaspora, the refugees, and those within 1948. So it was a way of being able to look at the Israeli state and its policies towards Palestinians as a whole.
This year's keynote speakers in Canada include Ronnie Casserles, a former member of the African National Congress in South Africa, and Omar Barghouti, a founding committee member of the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel from Palestine. They will both be touring many Canadian cities, including Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, and Vancouver. However, Israeli Apartheid Week has faced its share of repression in the last few years at different Canadian university campuses. Golta Shahidi, one of the week's organizers in Toronto, tells us more.
We've had our events shut down before, because the administration has deemed the speaker to be a security threat. There's no policy on what a security threat means. It's not decided in a transparent manner who and what topic is considered a security threat. It's really just a way for the administration to shut down any kind of discussion on the issue with this blanket reason of it being a security threat, but we haven't actually seen what that means. It's a real movement. It's a real anti-oppression movement that's happening, coming out of our university campuses in Canada, and this is really threatening to people who want to maintain the apartheid status quo of Israel right now.
For more information on Israeli Apartheid Week, coming to a campus near you March 1st to 9th, visit www.apartheidweek.org. For Groundwire, this is CKUT's Aaron Lakoff reporting from Montreal.